Mission, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
See, she wasn't carrying the frequency. He had to get her into agreement. Because once you come into agreement with this frequency, something's going to happen. But there's an order by which it'll happen. You can take this meal and make it for you and your son. That's all you're going to have. But if you do it for me first, it's going to release a frequency on you. See, the church has to understand you carry a frequency. You're not a second-class citizen, somebody, you know, just hanging in there. No, you carry some wherever you go. You are God's ambassador, representation, his ecclesia, his chosen ones. Listen, people try to exclude you, try to look down on you, try to make you feel bad about you, but you carry something. And a lot of people are benefited and have been blessed. They may not identify it, but because of you and the frequency you carry. Have you got that? Amen. They look at you sometime at face value because you're humble. You know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, right? The noisy hinge, but that's not you. And so you're oftentimes overlooked. But it takes a discerning eye. It takes somebody God is dealing with to recognize your value. That's why prophets are not without honor except in their own home, in their own country. You know, don't expect people. Expect God to be the one that honors you. Amen. Now, I'm not saying that your family won't. I mean, you got loved ones. You got the people that know you. There'll be a degree of honor. But what I'm saying, as far as the world is concerned, Jesus, when he went to Nazareth, he had done miracles in Capernaum. And he stood up in the temple in Nazareth, and he went to Isaiah, and he spoke about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel, and read that, closed the book, and sat down, and every eye was on him. Every eye in the place was on him. And he said, this day, this scripture has been fulfilled in your ears. And right away, they began to say, isn't this Joseph's boy? We know his brothers, his sister. We know his little snotty nose when he's growing up. They got full of wrath. But Jesus said, were there not many widows during the time of Elijah? But he was sent to one. He said, were there not many lepers during the time of Elisha? But he was sent to Naaman. See, God has prepared people that are going to receive your frequency. Listen to me, child of God. These signs shall follow only preachers. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and what? They might recover. They'll get sicker. What? Can you truly say that with some authority? It's scattered now. Well, first of all, there's got to be a life that follows it. You know, if you're living for the Lord, truly living for the Lord, then I'm talking to you. If you're not gotten it together yet, then get it together, and then we can talk. But if you're living, and doesn't mean that you're living a perfect. There is not a perfect. There is a faithful. There are those that believe. You'd be amazed at what your faith will overcome. Amen. Amen. God didn't call you because you were good. Amen. Only He is good. Amen. Let's look deeper into this. But I want you to see this, because the woman saw this at face value. This is all I have. Everywhere is bad. Gas prices going up. Inflation's off the charts. And all I got is this little bit of meal. And we're going to eat this. Me and my son, I'm gathering the two sticks, and we're going to die. That's our destiny. But Elijah said, bake me a cake first. How many change agents we got in here? Have you ever stepped out and said something on that level where you said, you know, everyone was talking about something and it was a critical situation, but you said, wait a minute. No, it ain't going to happen because I said it ain't going to happen. Yeah. And guess what? It didn't happen, did it? Is that right? How many have that experience? Well, see, that's who you really are as a child of God. And there are times we must contend. Exercise that faith and not just put up with the circumstance and go with the flow. As a matter of fact, there's what I like to call the law of demand and supply. Now, in the world, it's the other way around. The law of supply and demand. No, there's a law of demand and supply. And it depends upon what you are demanding that will be equal to the supply that manifests. Are you demanding 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold? What are you demanding? What type of demand on faith are you placing? Amen. Way in the back. Thank you for the amen. Back in the back. What type of demand? The law of supply, or demand and supply. Let me give you a quick example of this. Can I do that? Yes. Let's go to, I'm going to give you a couple of them real quick here, and we'll get back. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14 through 19. 2 Kings 13, 14 through 19. 2 Kings. Now, Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness wherever he died. But before he died, and Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, O my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, take bow and arrows. And And he took unto him bow and arrows. Okay. And he said to the king of Israel, put your hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it, and Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, open the window eastward, and he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, a prophetic act, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For you shall smite the Syrians in Aphek till you have consumed them. And he said, take the arrows. And he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he smote three times and stopped. And the man of God was angry with him and said, you should have smitten him five or six times. Then you had smitten Syria till you had consumed it. Whereas now you shall smite Syria but three times. The law of demand and supply. Had he prophetically beat those arrows till they all broke up into pieces, Syria would have never been an enemy or a threat to them ever again. But like many, there was not that full-hearted passion. Amen. to destroy Syria. So the prophet said, you're going to have wars from here on out. You're only going to put a dent in them. But see, what was it? It was based upon demand. The supply came to equal the demand. That's how it is with our life. And many times we it's necessary to ask God in an area for passion. You don't want to be lukewarm or Laodicean or whatever. You know, kind of, you don't want that attitude. You want to be passionate about what God's passionate. If it matters to God, Lord, make me feel like it matters to me, like my life depends on it. If that's how you feel about it, if it don't bother you, don't let it bother me. But if it's one soul out there that you are hungry for and you are, let me feel that. The law of demand and supply. As your days are, so shall your strength be. Are you following me here? So had he had some passion and really wanted to see Israel victorious and the enemies of Israel subdued, he'd have beat those arrows and beat those arrows and beat. It wasn't like he didn't know. It was just he was lukewarm. Laodicean with it. So there's what I call the law of demand and supply. Sometimes you have not. Think about it. Because you have asked not. You haven't asked. Feel like you're not worthy or like it's too big. It's too much. Wait a minute. What's too big for God? What's too much for God? Tell somebody right now, place a demand on faith. Let's look at one other one really quick, and we'll jump back to this story, and we'll finish it up, okay? In 2 Kings chapter 4, 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for you? Tell me. What do you have in the house? I'm paraphrasing. And she said, your handmaid hath not anything in the house except a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow vessels abroad of all your neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when you are come in, you shall shut the door upon you and upon your sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and you shall set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. Bring me another vessel. And he said unto her, there are no more vessels. And the oil stopped.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Trust in you. Waters rise against me, yet I know what to do.